Yati Narsinghanand, who organized the Haridwar Dharam Sansad, where hate speeches were made against Muslims and minorities, is arrested. It's the second arrest in the case after an intervention by the Supreme Court. Delhi records 20,780 new COVID cases, a drop of 15%, but the positivity rate remains over 30%. Karnataka reports 32,793 cases of COVID in 24 hours. 22,000 cases are from Bengaluru alone. The poll panel extends the ban on physical rallies and roadshows till the 22nd of January. Indoor meetings up to 300 people or 50% of the hall capacity are allowed. Punjab Chief Minister Charanjit Singh Channi has urged the Election Commission of India to postpone the February 14th assembly polls by 6 days in view of Guru Ravidas Jayanti. And a man took hostages at a Texas synagogue demanding the release of a Pakistani prisoner who was convicted of trying to kill US officers in Afghanistan. Top story, Punjab Chief Minister Charanjit Singh Channi has urged the Election Commission of India to postpone the February 14th assembly polls by 6 days in view of Guru Ravidas Jayanti. Voting for Punjab's 117 assembly seats is set to be held on the 14th of February and counting of votes will take place on March 10th. Now, in a letter to the Election Commission, Commissioner Sushil Chandra, Mr. Channi has written that it was brought to his notice by some representatives of the scheduled caste community, which contribute around 32% of the state's population, that the birth anniversary of Guru Ravidas falls on the 16th of February, and that on this occasion, a large number of scheduled caste devotees from the state are likely to visit Banaras in UP from February 10th to 16th. In such a situation, many people from this community would not be able to cast their votes for the state assembly elections, which is otherwise their constitutional right, he said in this letter. In other news, Yati Narsinghanand, one of the religious leaders who organized an event in Haridwar last month that called for the genocide of Muslims, has finally been arrested on Saturday, becoming the second person to be taken into custody following an intervention by the Supreme Court. Jitendra Narayan Singh Tyagi was the first accused to be arrested in the hate speech case involving the Haridwar Dharam Sansad or religious assembly. In robe, Narsinghanand has gone from cackling with cops about how a police officer will be on our side to then cursing them that all of you will die, is what he said on Saturday after the first arrest. Narsinghanand is among more than 10 people named in the FIRs lodged over speeches that call for the genocide and use of arms against Muslims. The first arrest in the case came nearly a month after the event, only after the Supreme Court on Wednesday directed the Uttarakhand government to submit an affidavit within 10 days on action taken in the case. Now, the impact that COVID has had on the economy, at least 30,000 restaurants have shut shop in Tamil Nadu over the last 2 years due to the lockdown closure and the pandemic related dining curbs. Now, amid the third wave, the industry has sent an SOS to the government against any move to impose lockdown again and to spare the industry from the present 50% dining restrictions. Sam Daniel reports.
Gandhar Dhingra, a restauranter in Chennai, had to shut down 5 of his 10 cafes amid the pandemic. He lost 30 lakh rupees other than the income lost during the 2 lockdowns and a series of curfews and curbs on dining, particularly over the weekends. He has now started a cloud kitchen to keep fires burning.
I'm not able to utilize the capacity because of 50%. So that's the cost you save on that. Plus on manpower you save costs because you are directly interacting with the customer. There's no service element kind of involved.
Rekha Dandi, who launched Chennai's first pet-themed restaurant in 2018, lost 60 lakhs after 2 lockdowns. Hit hard financially, she had closed. She revived with a new restaurant last year, giving up 30% of her stay. Now the third wave is scaring her.
We had plans to open 6 franchises, so in 4 different cities. So we had to hold that and stop that completely. Till now we have no ideas to start that again.